And that's a great idea. It's not a new idea. Pam and Pete Martin, among other folks, have really kind of led the charge on that idea. We are working on that parallel to what we're working on for 361. So there are a lot of different things going on. And one of those is working or trying to make that connection with the government over in Canada. Absolutely. And I've already been meeting with folks who do that, and we're lining up those experts to come and make the presentations to this commission. So we've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. So.
Well.
Yeah. No, I'm just. No. What? Yeah. What we're proposing is to use state existing state rights of way for this project. And a little known fact is that early on in the project, the Department of Transportation had actually gone to PS&H. And said, why don't you use existing rights of way? And PS&H wasn't interested in that. Well, even overground, you know, above ground, they weren't interested because they want to use their existing rights of way so they collect the revenues. They have no interest in partnering with the state.
So what right of ways would you talk about?
Well, what we're talking about is underground. Existing
okay,
rights of way. Yes, I'm
right,
sorry.
Yep. Not, I mean, what's the difference if there's a 150-foot tower, whether it's on their right of way or on the side of a nice state highway? I mean, I don't understand.
Well,
underground is underground, so nobody will see it. That's what we're working towards, right?
Yes. I guess the big difference is that if it's going to happen, and we're going to work to see that it doesn't happen, but if it were going to happen and it's going to be above ground, then we should be collecting the revenues. I guess my point is we are working to do underground. So I don't want to scare you to think
yeah,
I'm...
No,
yeah,
like
no.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, I live in Co-op. We have no interstate. What kinds of rights of way are you talking about, and are they wide enough on our...
We've actually... Will Abbott and I actually met several times now with DOT, and they've actually showed us the route. And there are rail beds. Is that correct? Rail beds?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, that would make sense.
Yes.
Well, why is it to be excluded bringing down Interstate 91 through Vermont and then pick up Interstate 93 in New Hampshire? That's
Simple. Good idea.
Yeah.
And... And I suspect that was they looked at that and Vermont wasn't interested in that. They have stricter rules than we do. Isn't that correct?
Well, I think I'm not sure we know what Vermont thinks about it, but the governor of Vermont has expressed an interest in working with Hydro-Quebec on a number of fronts. But actually, if the power was going from Quebec down to the market in southern New England, staying on 91 all the way through Vermont, all the way down to Hartford, is the straightest line. So I think the if any of you have friends in Vermont, if any of you know elected officials in Vermont, I'd suggest you have a conversation with them. And we've been trying to do similar things with our colleagues and environmental organizations in Vermont. But it's, you know, the reality is that if you're building an infrastructure like this, of this scale, then you want to build it in as straight a line as possible, and you want to build it as inexpensively as possible. And going down underground 91 seems to me to be a reasonably good alternative.